Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Toast and Jam is back for another weekly podcast. I'm Tim Oast, better known as Toast, and Paul McDonald, known as Jam, is absent this week, so you're going to get fed a lot of toast in this one. Paul is getting situated in his new job at Valley City State as the new director of sports information. We'll have him back again next week. Now, we're in between locations as we're setting up our new broadcasting studio at Valley City State. We do want to thank Tim and Carol at Alley Beans for hosting us the last few months. Let's get our show going. Today, we're going to talk with Todd Thompson with the South Central Senior Golf League. With Todd Thompson with the South Central Senior Men's Golf League, and what a year it's been so far. A lot of beautiful days, but we've had some rain.
Yes, it's probably been, the last couple of years were awesome. I think we'd had no reschedulation, you know, didn't have to reschedule anything. This year's been just, you know, you just never know. We played in some rain, had some good days though, like you said, but we've been fighting coming down the stretch here. We got a pretty rigorous schedule. We play twice a week, so there's a chance we're going to get, you know, some weather issues. You know, we're kind of full. We tried to end their season in September and before the weather gets too bad. And of course, a lot of these gentlemen, they like to go south for the winter, so snowbirds, and they. So once they leave, you know, so we try to be done by September. But, yeah, this year's been a challenge for sure.
Let's talk about the senior league. What are the age requirements?
Our age requirements, it actually went down. Originally, it was they started out at 60 when they first started this league. But now, I think probably about 10 years ago, they switched it to 50 because they were short on members trying to build the league up. So currently, we're at 50 for age.
Okay, now how many members in?
Right now we're about 186 members. And I'd say probably 170 of them are real active members. You know, we got a few that play once or twice a year, but for the most part, we're getting guys that play, double digits a year, you know, 10, 15 times a year for sure.
Yeah, a lot of nice courses and a lot of hidden gems out there.
There is. These nine-hole courses, you just can't say enough about them, and they do a great job. I mean, they're in great shape. I think a lot of people, the stigmatism of a nine-hole golf course kind of keeps them from coming to play these little towns that have these nine-hole golf courses, but, I grew up on one. I'm a little partial to them probably, but, boy, I'll tell you what, there's some really nice little hidden gems all over.
Yeah, let's back up a little ways here. Todd, where are you from and what do you do?
I'm from Cogswell, North Dakota, and I guess I'm basically semi-retired. I still farm just a little bit. Most of it's rented out. But then I run this league, play a little golf myself, and try to enjoy myself.
He's pretty much our leader.
Yeah, you know, and there's a couple of us that do this league. Obviously I couldn't do it all, but by myself. So Randy Buntrock from Castleton up there, he does our software part. So he, you know, when we get all done, he inputs all the scorecards. We actually have a really nice software program. We have our own website. A guy out of Chicago is the one that we go through for our software. Does all the scoring system, but there's still some manual labor of punching each card in hole by hole and at the end of the tournament and keeping track. So he does that part. I do the scheduling, kind of run the turn, you know, run the league, keep the finances going, and so between the two of us, it goes pretty smooth.
I have to ask this question: who would you say is the oldest, or how old is the oldest on this tour?
So our current active member list, our oldest member is Dick Meyer. He's from Rutland, North Dakota. He's 93 years old, and he plays, I would say, 80% of the events. You know, and he's actually here today with us. Real active member. He misses a few of the early ones because he's a snowbird, and he doesn't come back till about June 1st. So he misses a few of the early events, but boy, he's pretty faithful about playing. And he is 93. He's our oldest active member currently.
He's got a few years on us anyway.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Kudos to him. I hope we're all doing it.
Oh, no,
you
kidding.
Know, that's kind of a goal in life right there to be able to do that.
And what's really cool about this league, too, is you already go all the way down to a website. You have a website. You keep all the handicaps and all the scores every week. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. You wouldn't think, you know, what our website does detailed to, you know, we have skins games. We've got, it's all flighted. It's all, you know, we pay all of our prizes out by handicap. It's all done by handicap, so it's not gross. So everybody's, you know, on the same playing field. We have, our handicap comes off of our league scores. It's the same as the world system. So we get our software set up, so our handicap is just the same as the USGA system right now, currently. So, yeah, and it tells you the schedule. It gives you the detail on that website's amazing. Like, you can go in and see how many birdies you've made, how many pars you've made, how many bogeys. I mean, it's just, yeah, it's an amazing website. That was all done prior to me taking this over. The guy before me is the one that reached out. I believe a lot of the it was manual paperwork prior to that. He reached out to the guy in Chicago for Golf League U.S. that started Golf League U.S., and he's the one that honed this program in for us to accommodate our needs.
Wow, very good. Well, you know, we've had some rain outs, but we've had a lot of rain, and these courses are looking supreme.
Oh, yeah, I've played multiple, obviously, this league, we play about 16, I think, or 17 different courses, and for the most part, the courses are fantastic. You know, I travel all over and play some other courses too, obviously, but with rain, the courses do flourish for sure.
And usually in August, and we're in mid-August already, it's dry.
Yeah, generally a lot of these, you know, outside the irrigation areas, you know, it's usually burnt up and dry. But boy, I'll tell you what, every course right now, it's still green. It looks great. You know, it's lush, and it's been a good year for the courses. I think that way.
What makes this senior league so special?
You know, I think it's, to me, this senior league, I think, you know, obviously it's the members that make the league. And I think we got a bunch of really, really good members. It's kind of like a good old boys club, you know. I know there's other senior groups out there and stuff. This group, you know, before every event, there's 50 guys having coffee and rolls and all visiting. You know, it's just like, it's like the old, to me, it's just like an old school vibe of how it used to be, where you went to the elevator or you went to the coffee shop uptown. We're just meeting and we're going to play golf. You know, we all meet the same, you know, we all get to know each other. And then afterwards, you know, there's maybe a few cocktails, a few pops, whatever after, we have lunch. It's just really a down to earth, I think, good old boys club, and I think that's what's special about it. We're just here to have fun. You know, nobody's serious, nobody's like, it's not life or death how we play. It's more about having fun and just the camaraderie and visiting, and I think it's just a healthy, you know, I think it's really just a healthy mental and healthy way of doing it. And I think this league's really special that way.
I've only played 3 years, and I've met so many people. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's, you know, our membership's growing all the time. You know, we're gaining new members like crazy, just because of the fact that I think once they nobody really knows what to expect, and then they get here, and I think it's just so easy to get in. You feel like you're welcomed in. I think and people really enjoy it. You know.
We're going to step outside the senior league just a little bit. Okay. Todd, you compete in the Pine to Palm. Yep. How many years in the Pine?
This is 14 for me this year. So this is my 14th year.
Playing the seniors?
Yes, I played seniors for three. This is my third year in the seniors. Prior to that, I just did the flights. It was kind of a family. Started out as a family thing for us. It was my daughter, my son-in-law, and myself. We just had a family vacation for a week and played at the Pine to Palm, and then, you know, things changed now, and I moved on to the seniors. But yeah, it's my 14th year, and what a great atmosphere. Just awesome.
We're doing this on a Wednesday, and of course, did you qualify?
I did. Okay. I did. I qualified Monday. Yep.
Okay, very good. Some good rounds?
I did not play that great, but I managed to sneak in, and I'm a little bit higher seed than I wanted to be, but it is, you know, you still got to play everybody, yeah. So it don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Match play is cool. I like match play.
Yeah, I think match play is one of the funnest things we do, and that's what I enjoy about the Pine to Palm. I mean, the Pine to Palm over there, the atmosphere is incredible. The town's just a golf buzz for the most part. Wherever you go, if you go uptown and have breakfast in the morning, it's just everything's just a golf buzz in the city. And, of course, the atmosphere at the golf course is pretty cool. And match play is special. It's something you don't get to do all the time.
Exactly. And we do some special things here, too, in the senior league.
Yes. Yeah, we do. Generally, we play a couple 18-hole courses. So we play Wapton, Boydie Sioux, and then we play Jamestown Hillcrest course. And so the second time we play those, we usually play all our courses twice. And the second time we play those, we do like a scramble, or in Hillcrest at the end of the year, we do like a triple event type deal where you partner up and pick your partner. And I think guys really enjoy that.
Final question. Favorite course in our group here, in our league, favorite course?
You know,
is that hard?
It's really, really hard. Actually, where we're at today, we're in Grand Rapids, North Dakota, Memorial Park Country Club. And it's probably one of the best hidden gems that I know of in southeast North Dakota. I mean, just the layout of the course. Conditions fantastic. It always plays really nice here, and it's kind of a little hidden gem. So I'm partial. I like this. It's probably one of my favorite, I would have to say. But, boy, we play some nice courses. There's just so many. I mean, they really are. They're, you know, this year we added Cooperstown for the first time, and I got up there. I hadn't played there for many, many, many years, and I got up there and was really impressed with Cooperstown. You know, I thought, very nice course, very good shape, accommodating, clubhouse was nice. I mean, it just everything. I think Bjornsson and Valley City, just a great, great golf course. I mean, we just play a lot of nice courses. We really do. I mean, they're not all 18, of course.
Right.
But these little 9-hole courses, I tell you what, they're worth playing.
Well, I never played Edgeley or Combe. And I tell you, those courses are nice. They're beautiful out there.
Yes, Combe is another little hidden gem down there. You know, you wouldn't think out in the middle of nowhere. You drive out of town, through some fields and gravel roads, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is. You got this nice clubhouse and really a cool little layout. And I think that's what has a little bit of an attraction too to the senior league too for us. You know, it's not the standard 18-hole courses in the big cities we're playing. We're kind of off the beaten path. And the other thing is these 9-hole courses really go out of their way to take care of us. They like us. I mean, they really do like us, and they're easy to work with for us. You know, to get dates, and you know, and they take us multiple. 10 times a year if they could get us. Right. So yeah, it's I don't know if I really have a favorite. I mean, there's just so many, but this one's pretty special.
Yeah, sure is. Todd, again, thank you for all you do with the league. I mean, somebody's got to make this thing run, and you and Randy do a great job.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's you know, like I said, without Randy, it would be kind of taxing. Between the two of us, it makes it still enjoyable. You know, most of my work is done by the end of March, because I do the scheduling is my hardest part, is trying to get a schedule put together. But after that, it kind of just goes with the flow. But it's been fun. I enjoy it, and it's something I enjoy to do. And I'd hate to see anything happen to, you know, because I just think it's a special deal for a lot of people.
It really is. Again, thank you so much, and hit them far, hit them straight today. Okay.
You too, Tim.
Thank you. You're listening to Toast and Jam. Let's take a look at today in sports history. Wednesday, August 12th, on this day, 1964, Mickey Mantle switch hits a home run for the record 10th and final time in a game, with one of those going 502 feet. On this day, 1974, another baseball note, Nolan Ryan strikes out 19 and walks only 2 as the Angels top the Red Sox 4-2. Might remember this one, 1978, NFL New England Patriots wide receiver Darrell Stingley suffers a spinal cord injury after a hit by Oakland Raiders Jack Tatum in a preseason exhibition game. On this day, 1984, Harmon Killebrew. Yeah, good old Harmon, Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, 1984. On this day, 2018, 100th PGA Championship in men's golf. Brooks Koepka becomes only the fifth player to win two major titles in a calendar year, also won the U.S. Open in 2018 when he beat Tiger Woods by two strokes. How about some sports birthdays today? Wednesday, August 12th, Christy Mathewson, Baseball Hall of Famer, born on this day in 1880. Pete Sampras is 54 today, American tennis player. Other birthdays, actor George Hamilton is 86. Singer-guitarist Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits is also 76. Another singer, country singer Danny Shirley of Confederate Railroad is 69. And guitarist Roy Hay of Culture Club is 64. Some of the birthdays on tap for today. We've been doing the riddle of the day for the last couple of weeks or so, and they come from my granddaughters, Liz and Fran and Mina. Liz and Fran, hello. Hope you're enjoying the rest of your summer. Not a lot left. Here's our riddle of the day. What do you call a pig with three eyes? What do you call a pig with three eyes? A pig. It's spelled P-I-I-I-G. Three eyes. Okay. It's our riddle of the day from granddaughters Liz and Fran up in Minot. We're praying for our good friend Joni Martin, who fractured six ribs recently. Hopefully she is on the mend and home soon. One of our faithful listeners, Glenn, our good buddy Glenn in Minneapolis, having some major surgeries coming up in the near future. We're thinking of him and always thinking of a couple of friends who are kicking some butt on cancer. That is former Mayville State baseball coach Scott Berry and my old baseball and football coach Lee Elger. Thanks for always checking in with Toast and Jam. And that'll do it for Toast and Jam this week. We'll have Paul McDonald back next week with a special guest or two. And want to thank Todd Thompson of the South Central Senior Golf League. And a big thanks, as always, to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. I'll also be in our new broadcast home at Valley City State University next week. Looking forward to that. Should be a lot of fun. Till next week, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye.